This webcast is a service of South Dakota Public Broadcasting. More information at sd.net.
Good morning. The Senate Transportation Committee meeting will come to order. We'd first like to welcome our listeners on the internet and also welcome everyone who is attending the meeting this morning. We'll remind everyone to please turn your cell phones off or at least turn them to not to ring or vibrate, and we'll have the secretary call the roll.
Senators Bolin, Curd,
here.
Russell, Solano,
here.
Frerichs, Stalzer,
here.
Otten,
here.
There he is.
Yeah. We have a quorum, barely, but we have. Senator Bolin will be back. He had to go to another committee to testify on a bill. Can we have a motion to approve the minutes? Motion made by Senator Curd, seconded by Senator Solano. All in favor, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Okay. The minutes have been approved. And anyone who does plan to testify this morning, we ask that you do sign in. Also, if you have handouts, I would ask that you distribute them through the pages, and that all questions to the committee should be addressed through the chair. I think we have at least one new page this morning, so would you come up and introduce yourself, tell us where you're from and what your plans are after high school.
Hello, my name is Josie Silty, and I'm from Ipswich, and I plan to attend UND for law school.
Okay, thank you. And we might as well have you reintroduce yourself, even though you were introduced last time. So.
I am Isaac Olson. I am a junior at Mobridge Pollock, and I hope to attend West Point after I have graduated.
Okay, thank you. I guess our first bill this morning is Senate Bill 23, to reduce the driver's license renewal requirements regarding the submittal of documentation of Social Security numbers and to update certain references to federal regulations. Do we have a proponent for them?
Good morning, Mr. Chair and members of the committee. My name is Jane Schrank. I'm with the Department of Public Safety, the director of the Driver's Licensing Program. I come before you today to ask you to vote in favor of Senate Bill 23. Senate Bill 23 reduces the number of times a driver's license or ID card applicant must provide proof of their Social Security number to the driver's license examiner. Excuse me. The bill currently requires them to show it at every application, so this bill would allow them to only show it at their first application or a new applicant. Since Social Security numbers are rarely changed, I believe the only reason somebody should have to show proof after the initial time would be if their Social Security number changes, and that is a rarity for that to happen. We also would like to update the reference to 6 CFR Part 37, and that is the Real ID Act. To the most recent date, it was amended, and I believe the only amendment was to update the dates that citizens must be in compliance or states must be in compliance with the Act. I would ask you again to vote in favor of Senate Bill 23. Thank you very much, and I'll stand by for questions.
Okay. Thank you. Are there many other proponents?
Good morning, Mr. Chair and Committee. My name is Sister Kathleen Barron. I'm a presentation sister, and I am here on behalf of our sponsored ministry in Sioux Falls, which works with Hispanic ministry and deals with these issues of driver's licenses quite frequently. It was brought to my attention that it is a very positive bill. We are affirming of it. We support it. The one question that we did have was on section two, number five, and it deals with the unexpired or the expired visa. And the our immigration specialist has said that the visa is only needed if the already documented immigrant wanted to go across a border, and that wouldn't be necessary to require that to renew the license. However, we found out that is part of the federal regulations, so to take it out might put South Dakota out of compliance. So it's one of those issues that I'm just bringing to your attention. And thank you very much for your support of this bill.
Thank you. Are there other proponents? One more time for proponents. Are there any opponents to the bill? Again, opponents? Okay, hearing none, we will dispense with rebuttal and move forward to questions of the committee. Any questions? Hearing none, we will move to discussion and or action. Senator Solano.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I would move do pass the Senate Bill 23.
Okay, we have a do pass by Senator Solano, seconded by Senator Curd. Are there any additional comments of anyone on the committee? Senator Farage.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. And I just want to thank Sister Catherine for coming forward just to highlight that point, though, on the idea of an unexpired visa, because whether or not it's necessarily a valid or a visa that's still in order, like she said, I mean, if it was unexpired, then they could travel further, across the border or wherever else. But obviously, the visa was valid at some point, and so it still is a form of identification. So hopefully that gets corrected on the federal level, and then we can therefore correct it here at the state level. But I want to thank her and her team of people that worked on that to clarify that, along with the department. I know I had emailed them over Friday before we left town. So thank you.
Okay. Any other comments? Okay. And I would ask that the department look at that. And if there is an issue with it, to bring something back to us, but to at least look into it and see. Okay, we have a we have a do pass motion on Senate Bill 23, and would the secretary call the roll?
Senators Bolin, Curd,
aye.
Russell, Solano,
aye.
Fergs,
aye.
Stalzer?
Aye.
Otten?
Aye.
Unanimous.
Mr. Chairman.
Senator Otten.
Move to put it on the consent calendar.
Okay, we have a motion by Senator Otten, seconded by Senator Curd, to put this on the consent calendar. Those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Any opposed? Okay, it will be on the consent calendar. We'll now move on to Senate Bill 41 to revise certain provisions regarding the registration of snowmobiles. We would ask for a proponent.
Good morning, Mr. Chair, members of the committee. My name is Monica Weishuttle. I'm with the Department of Revenue Motor Vehicle Division, and we bring to you Senate Bill 41. There are two provisions that are in conflict on when you register your snowmobile. SDCL 325.2.1 allows for the staggered registration of motor vehicles, but specifically exempts snowmobiles. 3259.1 was amended in 2008 to authorize snowmobiles to be registered in the same manner as motor vehicles. The department currently allows for staggered registration of snowmobiles so that our citizens can renew their snowmobiles at the same time that they do their other motor vehicles. So Senate Bill 41 simply fixes the conflict by amending 3252.1 by taking out the snowmobile exception. Please vote yes on Senate Bill 41, and I will stand by for any questions you may have. Thank you.
Thank you. Do we have any other proponents this morning?
Good morning, Mr. Chairman, members of the committee. My name is Myron Rao. I am the president and registered lobbyist for the South Dakota Auto Dealers Association. And just to clarify, Auto Dealers Association has RV dealers, what we call power sport dealers, which sell snowmobiles, ATVs, that type of equipment, a heavy truck, and then also cars. Yeah, we think this is a good move. There's been confusion. Yeah, it's just the right thing to do. Thank you.
Thank you. Any other proponents? One more time for proponents. Okay. We'll move on. Is there any opponents to the bill? Any opponents? Hearing none. Do we have any questions of the members from the members of the committee? Have you guys woken up yet this morning?
Mr. Chairman, I'll ask questions.
Okay. Sorry, I started something here, I guess. Senator Solano.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman, for the department. So we're basically putting into statute now what's been in practice. I guess the question is that it has to be one or the other. We either are going to do the staggered for snowmobiles, or we're not. This isn't something that the owner of the snowmobile gets to decide that I'm going to just renew it once a year when it, you know, the yearly after I purchased.
Mr. Chair, there's already been the statute on the 3259.1 that authorizes snowmobiles. We just have two conflicting statutes. Because they did pass in 2008 that allowed snowmobiles to be staggered along with your regular motor vehicles. So as soon as that passed, we started enacting staggered registrations on snowmobiles.
Go ahead.
So just to follow up then. So following the initial registration licensing of the snowmobile, then there's not an option then that the person just waits for the 1 year to expire. It's going to be if their month is September, or whatever month that is, that's when they're going to re-license.
That's when they have the – sorry, Mr. Chair. That's when they will renew their tags along with the rest of their vehicles, okay, if they choose.
I guess the chair would have a quick – my understanding, and I want to just make sure it's right, is that this was changed – and basically they neglected to remove the old statute when the new one was implemented. Is that correct?
That is correct, Mr. Chair.
So, and the new section, since it has a newer date, is the one that's been followed. So we're just doing some cleanup, right?
Correct.
Thank you. Any other questions of committee members? Any committee discussion or action? We have a do pass from Senator Furich and a second by Senator Solano. Any discussion of the? Okay. We have a motion do pass on Senate Bill 41, and we would ask the Secretary to call the roll.
Senators Boland?
A pass.
Curd?
Aye.
Russell? Solano?
Aye.
Furich?
Aye.
Stalzer?
Aye.
Otten?
Aye.
Boland?
Aye.
The
vote is unanimous. Senator Otten, you have a motion.
Move to put it on the consent calendar.
Second.
Okay, we have a motion by Senator Otten, seconded by Senator Boland to place Senate Bill 41 on the consent calendar. All in favor, signify by saying aye.
Aye. Aye.
Any opposition? Okay. Senate Bill 41 is passed and on the consent calendar. Next, we have Senate Bill 42, an act to revise certain provisions regarding the issuance of a motor vehicle title. We'd ask for a proponent.
Good morning, Chairman and members of the committee. My name is Heather Villa, and I'm with the Department of Revenue. Senate Bill 42 does two things. First, it removes the requirement for a title to be printed in triplicate. SDCL 32-3-28 requires the department to issue a paper title in triplicate with copies going to the owner, the county treasurer, and the department. This is no longer necessary because the department and the county treasurer both have access to this information on the South Dakota CARS system. With the implementation of our electronic titling system in 2012, a paper title no longer prints if there is a lien on the title, and the record is then held electronically. The second thing Senate Bill 42 does is add additional circumstances for a paper title to be printed when there is a lien on the title. SDCL 32370 only allows for a paper title to be printed with a lien when the customer moves out of state and needs a paper title to register their vehicle, or if the lien is paid off, paper title will print. Senate Bill 42 would allow additional circumstances for a paper title to be printed with a lien in the case that a person changes their name, for example, if they were to get married or divorced, or if the vehicle is considered a total loss by the insurance company and the insurance company needs that paper title to issue final payment. Please support Senate Bill 42, and I'll stand by for any questions.
Are there any additional proponents? Okay, one more time for proponents. Seeing none, do we have any opponents to the bill? Again, opponents? Hearing none, we will move to questions from the committee. Seeing no questions, we'll move to discussion and or action. Senator Solano.
Mr. Chair, I move to pass Senate Bill 42.
Okay. Okay, we have Senator Solano has moved to pass. Senator Bolin has seconded. Is there any discussion of the motion?
I think these are good cleanups as we're moving along, and we got to go back and look at some of the old statutes and how we've done things. And I do think it's easy to kind of just forget what's out there, and you're moving along, the speed of technology. And so I appreciate coming back in and really looking at some cleanups. So thank you.
Any additional comments? Okay, seeing none, we have a do pass motion on Senate Bill 42 and would ask the Secretary to call the roll.
Senators Bolin.
Aye.
Curd.
Aye.
Russell is excused. Solano.
Aye.
Frerichs.
Aye.
Stalzer.
Aye.
Otten.
Aye.
The vote's unanimous.
Okay. Okay, we have a motion for the consent calendar from Senator Solano. Second by Senator Curd. All in favor, indicate by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Okay, Senate Bill 42 is passed and on the consent calendar. Doing pretty good today. Brings us now to our last bill for the day. Get to it quickly. Senate Bill 59, to authorize the Department of Transportation to permit certain commercial advertising in information centers. We would ask for... this is being deferred by action of the chair, so we will be hearing it probably on Friday.
Monday.
Okay. We would remind everyone to leave your binders. We will be meeting on Friday at 8:30. So Amanda gets to sleep in a little bit. She did volunteer to come in at whatever time we wanted, but we decided not to do 5 a.m. for her. So at 8:30 on Friday. And the chair would entertain a motion to adjourn.
Seconded.
Okay. We have a motion by Senator Solano, seconded by Senator Bolin to adjourn. And all in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? We are adjourned.